Sportsradio.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal, anything goes, 800-259-9231. It's another week of fun and excitement here on Free Talk Live, and it's Ian here with you.
And it's Johnson Mondays.
And it's Manwich.
Also, don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There's no logging in, no membership fee, none of that BS. You just go and grab what you need or grab what you want. They're all there for you at freetalklive.com. And also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is toll-free, 1-888-532-4604, or log on at freestateproject.org. I saw the statistics for last week from the Free State Project, and Free Talk Live has accounted for another two sign-ups. At least two. There was a third sign-up that said a talk radio program, which, well, I mean, I suppose I could have been on some other talk radio program in America, but
the chances are pretty minimal on
right.
that, too.
So I'd say we got at minimum two sign-ups for sure, possibly three in 1 week. Not too shabby.
Not too bad. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, when is the Pork Fest? I know we're going to go to that, and
I think it's at the end of July, like the last
planning
week
for that. So
of July.
Okay.
Yeah, we're working on that. It's kind of hush hush right now. We're working on that.
Yeah,
that's what we're working on. It doesn't mean it's not going
to
happen.
Keep me in the loop on that one because I think I would like to join on that.
Cool. 800-259-9231. So Johnson's here tonight. Where are we starting tonight, Johnson? Because, again, the show is something you can control if you call in, but if you don't, we have to bring stuff up. What do you got?
Well, I don't know. We can go one of two ways here. I guess we'll talk about this. a Jordanian couple who decided to go looking for love, but they were married.
What?
They decided to go.
Well, it happens all the time. Married people cheat all the time.
Sure.
Yep. And they decided to go look on dating sites, right? Which I'm sure, you know, in modern day time, you know, that's where people are going to go to look.
Sure. It's convenient,
people,
right? Especially if you're married. I mean, if you're married, it's kind of hard to get out of the house. You can't exactly go down to the local bar or nightclub or dating service. You've kind of got to stay home. And so it'd probably be the most surreptitious way to actually try and meet other people.
Well, this couple ended up looking at the dating sites, and what are the odds? They both decided to cheat on one another at the same time, and they both ended up meeting each other on the dating site.
Wow.
It says here, separated for...
Well, how many Jordanians have internet access? So I don't know. Maybe the odds are pretty good.
I don't know. Separated for several months, boredom and chance briefly reunited Bakar Melham and his wife Sana in an internet chat room.
Oh, no.
The official Petra News said, Bakar, who pronounced himself off as Adnan, fell head over heels for Sana, who signed off as Jamila, beautiful and... which is beautiful, apparently. That's what it means in Jordanian. And described herself as a cultured, unmarried woman, a devout Muslim whose hobby was reading.
You know, whenever someone online describes themselves as beautiful, you got problems.
Cyber love blossomed between the pair for 3 months, and soon they were making wedding plans.
So wait, they were separated then?
They were making wedding plans. They were married already.
Yeah.
can a guy marry more than one woman in Jordan?
They were separate. Well, they were separated but married.
Separated.
Yeah, they were separated but married. I'm not sure. I don't believe they were.
Kind of interested in whether or not they got back together.
I don't think so.
No.
Apparently, this just hastened the divorce.
Right. Mm. This is actually, well, and it's funny how the divorce works over there.
Don't they chop each other's heads off or something?
So they were making wedding plans online, apparently, to pledge their troth in person.
Without having met.
They agreed to meet in flesh near a bus depot in the town of Zarqa, northeast.
Why a bus depot?
I don't know.
Well, it's probably the only thing there. I mean, this is Jordan. You know, this probably don't have a McDonald's.
Well, I don't think Jordan is all that, you know, small.
It's third world, though, isn't it? right? So
yeah.
I mean, if you can imagine, the equivalent of the Greyhound stations that we have in America are probably the hot spots there.
Maybe.
I don't know. Perhaps. I'm making that up.
But, I don't know.
Okay, so they met.
It's all very strange.
They finally meet at this bus depot, and it says here that the shock of finding out their true identities was too much for the pair. Upon seeing Sanaa alias Jamila...
See, I told you, they cut each other's heads off. This is a great story.
Bakr alias Adnan turned white and screamed at the top of his lungs, "You are divorced, divorced, divorced." The traditional manner of officially ending a marriage in Islam.
Oh, to yell that?
Yeah, that's it. You're done.
You have to say it three times, like Beetlejuice?
Yeah, you are divorced, divorced, divorced. And then it's it. And of course...
She disappears. She sinks under the ground and never seen again.
And then, "You are a liar," Sana retorted before fainting.
Fainting. Have you ever seen anyone faint that wasn't from like heat exhaustion?
No, I haven't.
Do you think they just kind of make that up, that fainting thing?
I don't know. I guess women back in the day, especially here in the state of Florida, it's a little bit hot outside, and people would get what they call, isn't it, vespers? The vespers?
Vapors.
Vespers.
I thought it was, maybe vapors, where they just get all overheated, and then that's the reason why they faint, because it's just too hot and moist outside, that sort of thing.
If you stand outside in the sun long enough, you will, in fact, get heat exhaustion. That's going to happen to just about anybody. But I don't... It's not what I'm talking about.
You're talking about as a result of something.
I'm talking about
oh, no!
Renaissance time, right? Renaissance time fainting of women.
Right.
Oh, I can't handle it.
Oh, right.
Antebellum.
Step out of it!
Antebellum Southern women finding out some shocking news and just falling over.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey!
Never seen it.
Lord!
Now, I'll admit to you, I've been in a couple of instances where I've been like, oh, this is so weird. I feel a little lightheaded.
Okay.
But, I don't know. I don't faint.
No.
Faint?
Interesting story.
Some girl in PE class fainted like when I was in sixth grade or something.
Well, then it's exertion and probably heat exhaustion.
Yeah.
Right.
Not like, "Oh, he's so
my man."
Yeah, like girls fainting at concerts.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I wonder. That's a good question. Has it ever happened? Have you ever seen anyone faint as a result of just circumstance, I guess, right? 800-259-9231.
Well, I'm going to start doing that. You know, just when things are a little too shocking, I'm going to fall over.
You know, narcolepsy is linked to levels of excitement. The more excited someone gets that has narcolepsy,
the more likely they are to fall asleep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Huh. That narcolepsy is an interesting disease.
So can you believe this? Do you think this story's for real out of Jordan?
Well, it's probably associated with Repress. I hope that it's real.
Well, yeah, but didn't...
it's not the New York Times.
Okay. Well, I know a couple weeks back...
CBS.
maybe the Associated Press didn't report on this. Well, no, actually, they did. They reported on that damn dummy, the G.I. Joe that they had taken a picture of.
Uh-huh.
You saw that, right?
Yes, it was a high-end action figure. It wasn't exactly...
No, it wasn't.
It was
high-end, maybe in that it was a foot tall, but still you could probably buy it at the dollar store.
Oh. That's really funny.
Did you see this, Johnson?
No.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you missed it. It was great. I spotted it on FARC, but they were talking about it throughout the day during the news break. So, like, when this hour of the show's done, during the news, it was the top story on the radio news. Word coming out of Iraq that a terrorist group has posted pictures on a website of a U.S. Marine being held captive. And then I actually saw the picture, and the guys on FARC had it instantly. They guessed that it was a doll, basically. And it's obvious that it was a doll. If we can pull it up during the break, I'll show it to you. But it's a G.I. Joe doll sitting up against a wall with what looks like a banner, a Israeli banner or something like that behind him. And then someone is holding his M16 off of camera range.
Right.
But you can see the M16 just kind of hovering there.
Yeah.
And the M16 is gray, like with green stripes on it or something. It just looks so plastic. The guy looks plastic. And this was being reported by the Associated Press. It was being reported by the major news top story during that day. And then someone finally posted a picture of the actual box that this guy came in and proved that it was a doll. Anyway, we're coming back with more Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence, so much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means to stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You get interactive with us. Talk about anything that might happen to be on your mind, political, personal. Anything goes. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to log on at freetalklive.com.
You can check out the updates.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you all the information you'd ever want to know about the show. I just got one over the weekend that we have changed the bulletin board system. So it's a good thing to know about the... And if you want to know anything about the show, just sign up for the updates.
Exactly. You're the first to know, as a matter of fact. And they're free, just like everything else, at freetalklive.com. So, I don't know. Any other comments on internet dating? Have you ever done it, Manwich?
Yes. I did.
How'd it work out for you?
Poorly. The gal posted a picture of herself that was not, in fact, herself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I suppose
was it even close to herself?
It had brown hair.
Okay.
It was strange. Like I guess I had just broken up with my fiance at the time,
right?
And decided this is a good idea. So I posted my picture on one of those sites, and somebody gave me an email and said, you know, this is me, and I'd like to go out on a date with you or whatever. And or I guess we probably corresponded a couple of times. It's been several years. And so I said, okay, I'll meet you out someplace.
What do you got to lose?
Right. Well, dinner was the answer to that question.
Okay.
She was a big gal with tattoos.
Whoa.
On her hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, but you went through with it. You had dinner with her.
Well, I'm a polite and cordial person. So, sure, I had dinner with her and talked to her and, you know, sort of misled her that there might be a chance for a second date.
Oh, that wasn't very nice.
It wasn't very nice, no. But that's what happened. It doesn't change the fact that, you know, well, I guess I was shocked through the whole thing. Like, I ate quickly and got the hell out of there. So, that was kind of it.
Okay.
So, I guess I've been in the online dating scene, kind of.
Recently?
Recently.
As of what? You you broke up with your lady August of last year?
Yeah, something like that. Right. I don't know. It was a while ago. So, yeah, no, I've just been checking out the online dating scene. So, I've been...
You're active online dating.
Yeah, I perused. Yes, I am. Right now, in fact.
Maybe we should post your your link on Free Talk Live BBS.
No, I don't. You know, I don't want those guys.
That
just
would be
doing
really funny.
Yeah,
the same guy that always sends the fake.
They
Shriners
can find
to
it on their own if they want. I'm sure they'll find it on their own.
Once you say.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're on Hot or Not, actually, Johnson. And you've got a 7.3 right now.
Hey, hey.
Not too shabby.
I've got a couple, you know, and looking at their ratings and whatnot, I've gotten a couple tens. I've gotten, you know, some nines and eights. I'm just
sure.
Like, wow.
How do you get to see ratings?
Hmm?
How do you get to see ratings on Hot or Not?
If you're registered.
If you're a member.
If you're a member.
Oh,
if you're actually being rated, you can.
Aren't
see
you
it.
On there, too?
I was rated a 9.3, baby.
Oh,
rub it in.
9.3. Yep, that's right. I got a face for radio.
So, I didn't really...
I think a 9.3 would suggest that you don't have a face for radio.
Have you whatever. Gotten any dates out of it so far, Johnson?
Oh, out of Hot or Not? No.
No, but out of any
but
of
out of some of them, yes, I have.
Yeah. Wait, which ones?
One called Tickle.com.
Tickle.
Tickle.com. There's a lot
bizarre.
Of tests and stuff like that. I don't know.
You know, I've heard the radio commercials for eHarmony.
Oh, okay.
And that sounds like a good
smarmy.
Idea.
eHarmony is like a $200 thing. It's ridiculous. It's no.
It seems like you
don't find your life mate.
Well, I'll tell you. I signed up for eHarmony. Let me tell you about eHarmony. I signed up for eHarmony. I got one match for all of this.
There goes
area.
That sponsor.
Right? Oh, sorry.
They're not sponsors.
Yeah. I got one match for all of this area, and... okay.
She's 47.
No. It's, you know, it might have been a good match. It was somebody who was into computers, some girl
okay.
Was into computers, supposedly. No picture. First of all, I'm not going on an online date unless I see a picture first. It ain't happening.
Yeah.
So,
not that means too much, but it's at least it's something. Right.
Right.
Well, it's good to have the... I demand a picture, too.
Yeah.
I would
if you're
going
to put one up... I mean, if you're putting one up, then you deserve to get one in return. If you're online and you've got a profile with no picture, then you can't ask for that.
Well, you could. You could demand
it. Well, you could ask for it, but I don't think you have any ground to stand on.
Yeah.
So far, kind of been batting zeros?
What?
I mean, as far as your results with these women. I mean, how's it been going?
Oh, yeah, I've gotten along well.
Okay.
Been all right.
What does that mean?
He's gotten as far
probably,
as he wanted to
probably
go.
Someone's listening right now.
Right. Fair enough. Well, I've actually, before I met my fiancé, I put my picture up on a couple of these services, and the only inquiries I got were from people that were trying to get me to join porn sites, so I don't know what that says.
No.
Have you gotten any of those?
No, I have not. Well,
she'll send you an email through the service that you're signed up for and say, hey, come take a look at my pictures, and then you get to go and look at some pictures of her showing off her assets.
No, but I have had an African, an Irish woman, and a Romanian girl all, like, looking for United States. No, like, I guess, I don't know, they thought I would be a good husband.
Really?
No idea, you know, like...
Well, I was under the impression that all those gals wanted, like, money to just even start talking to you. Like, they're kind of like prisoners, you know? They start writing you, and then they want money right away. Like, my family's having a terrible problem. We need to...
I don't know.
You know,
the ones that talk to you is just...
Convicts do that, yes.
They ask people for money?
Yes.
All the time?
Well, I would imagine they can't, they have no way to earn any money, so if they want to eat a Snickers bar...
It's an interesting situation for me because I've never really dated outside of just dating... Okay, first of all, as far as my dating experience goes, it's been friends, and, you know, friends. And okay, until kind of signing on for this, the dating site, I've never really actively ever looked for a woman. I've always kind of let women come to me.
I agree with that.
You know, it's always just been like, I'll date friends. But now I've kind of thought about it, and I'm like, I don't want my dating life to be like that anymore. I kind of want to be more proactive and, like, see what I can do, see what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know. It's like, it's different. It's interesting, you know, as far as that goes. I haven't really ever kind of been proactive, but as far as the online dating thing, that's where I'm at right now. I don't know if that's where I'm going to stay, but.
Well, I mean, what other options do you really have? I mean, if you're trying to be active.
Supermarket, library.
Right.
Accosting women in the supermarket.
I don't know.
I've heard it's a good venue.
Yeah,
it's a good place to see women. I don't know if it's a good place to meet them and date them.
I don't know. I think you can pick people up.
Yeah,
you know
what do you get
doing.
To lose?
Yeah. Know what you're doing.
Like I said, accosting women at the supermarket.
Well, you know, the problem is a lot of guys, I think that you need to go out and be, like, creepy, all like, you're hot, or you're really attractive, can I get your phone number? I think you got to take the opposite approach. You got to go up to a woman and be like, stop staring at me, you know?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I bet it would work, I bet you. You know, you do go out and do something completely, like, you want to, you know, because you want to sub-communicate. You want to, like, you know, have it be, you know, come off that you're self-confident, you know, and that's what I think women like.
I think that in the Adam Sandler movie Big Daddy, he said that.
I wish we had more women callers. This should be in the second hour. Get somebody to call in, back me up.
He said that the half the battle is instigating the conversation.
Absolutely,
and I agree that that's so.
Exactly. So like, you want to do something that builds tension,
right?
Right,
so
off the bat,
so
you know?
Johnson's recommendation there does in fact fit that. It doesn't.
Tension and emotional. You want to also get emotions and tension going, too. That's like, it's a good way to do it. You know, having your emotions be like, this guy's cocky. Do I like him? You know,
okay. It seems like a little bit of a harsh opening.
Well, you
I mean,
want
I understand
to be harsh.
You want to start the conversation, but that doesn't lead to a conversation. It leads to a denial. I wasn't staring at you. What? Why would I stare at you? You're fat and ugly.
See, apparently this is something you just can't tell somebody to go do.
Right.
800-259-9231. We'll talk about dating. We'll talk about politics. We'll talk about anything on the show, and you can literally take control. Again, 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Tony Bennett sang, "Fly Me to the Moon." Back then, that was a far trip. But now, dozens of closer moons circling the globe make travel on Earth heavenly. I'll position it all for you when we come back. This is Bobby Ligas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Ancient mariners navigated by the one and then only moon. But travelers today negotiate seas and streets alike by a constellation of 27 Earth-orbiting satellites that enable global positioning systems, or GPS. Weighing 3,000 to 4,000 pounds each, GPS's solar-powered satellites circle the Earth twice a day, and GPS receivers pinpoint your location by finding the distance to at least three of these satellites, then extrapolating the data by a process called trilateration. So the next time you leave your heart in San Francisco, you'll know just where to find it. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231 is the number. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Don't forget, you can also log on, get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, and tune in online as well. We got live streaming, and it's on the house right there at freetalklive.com. We're talking about internet dating. We're talking about dating in general, approaching women in the supermarket. And, Johnson, you had a point about your approach that you kind of came up with off the cuff.
Right.
In regards to women. We're going to get right to the calls after that.
You said to me on the break, you said, well, what if she says, if she blows you off and says, well, you're ugly, I wasn't staring at you. Well, instantly that means you qualified her,
Disqualified, you mean.
Your approach to recap was, are you staring at me? Wasn't that what it was? Or
yeah,
what are you
like
staring
that.
At?
Stop staring at me like I'm a piece of meat,
Okay, that would add a little bit of fun to it.
Yeah, exactly.
If you said like because you're in a grocery.
Yeah, exactly.
So to add that line, I think that would be real good. Let's go to Aaron, who's not a female. Aaron in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey. Excellent, Aaron. What's on your mind?
My roommate's an avid listener of y'all's on that Alcoa, that old AM station, so I figured
are we still on that station in Alcoa, WBCR?
Oh, I don't know. Y'all used to be that Truth Radio.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found y'all through that pod thing.
Oh, through podcasting. Oh, great.
Yeah, I'm doing something else with y'all on the side. But I was listening to the comments about the online dating thing, and I've actually done the hot or not thing several times.
Okay.
How'd you do?
It's failed every single time. I probably met 23 chicks from that thing in the past 3 years alone. I used to be a star member. It's like, $7 or $8 a month to become a star member to interact with other people, which is the cheapest I've found. But, I mean, it never really works, and so I found a chick off the internet, at school, and, I mean, it's worked out great. So,
well, I would say that probably people go on Hot or Not to get rated more than they go on to look for dates.
Well, the meet me thing, I'm also a moderator on there, too.
Okay.
And, the meet me feature, is becoming very popular, especially because of the cheapness. I mean, if you compare it to Match.com or, any of those other ones, it's like $20 a month. And even eHarmony, it's $50 a month.
Yeah, wow.
But, I mean, the
you got to pay for that advertising.
I'm sorry?
You got to pay for the advertising.
Dude, I don't make anything. But,
so you struck out of 20-something women, got nothing, huh?
Yeah, like half of them lied, half of them, what they'll do is they'll post a picture of their face, and you can't really see what's anything, anything below. But I don't know, it's just been really interesting. But I would strongly recommend to not pursue dating from the internet, because I've just found, it doesn't work right. I actually dated a chick 10 hours away. She lived in Springfield, Missouri. It was
10
crazy.
Hours? Yeah.
10 hours, yeah. We dated for over a year, and it was really serious. And the thing just totally went downhill.
Well, don't you feel like you totally wasted your time now on that? I mean, that's a long-distance relationship. You're just, asking for trouble.
So the reason why I do the internet dating thing, though, is because I'm a picky bastard. Like, as far as things go, I want to narrow women down. You know,
but
I want to narrow it down to people who are, like, within an hour of me and are interested in, like, maybe politics or talk radio or video games or movies, and then that's it. You know, and then they're attractive, you know, and, like, narrow that down.
Yeah. How many girls are interested in video games?
Not very many.
Not very many.
I'll tell you, I found
one.
A few.
But, I mean, let's look at it this way. There's so many chicks that don't even touch the internet, you know, that don't even, would never ever use that at all, you know. So you got to actually go out there and you got to try to meet the people.
Well,
I mean,
unless that's the kind of woman that you are looking for.
Right.
I mean, in Johnson's case, Johnson, the internet is a huge part of your life as far as your free time, what you do in your free time. And why you would want to go out and meet a woman who plays tennis, I don't know.
Well, unless I was just looking for somebody high, you know.
Right. So,
well, I mean, if you're looking for somebody that you know is attractive, and you know, you just can't.
What are you saying, man?
I saw that
you're not going to find it on the internet. You're not going to find it on the internet.
No, that's not true. It's just difficult. I've seen evidence that there's at least one porn star that plays video games out there. Yeah.
All right, Aaron, what was your rating on Hot or Not?
Oh God. Horrible. It's like a 6-point. It's gone downhill, dude. It's horrible.
It's just of all the jealous guys that were marking you down.
I think that there's something's going on because the ratings have, my ratings have headed south, too. Like, at one point I was at a 9.3, and now I'm down at 8.7. Somebody's either posting model guys on there, or there's some kind of new fad of giving everybody a 1.
Yeah. Well, I've only been rated about 500 times out of the 4 years I've been on there, which is very strange because I have a bunch of female friends that have been on there that have been rated over 10,000 times.
Well, and I'm sure that women get looked at more.
Yeah. But it's just strange. But y'all have a really cool show, and I'm hoping what I'm trying to do on the other end is going to go through. I'm trying to syndicate sort of, but we'll have to see how that goes. So, y'all keep.
Tell us what you're doing.
What are you doing?
I've got an online radio station. It's a growing online radio station, and I've got to talk to whoever about syndicating.
What is it? I'm curious, because so do I, and I already syndicate for $1.
It's called the New S Channel. It's just a really small thing that I'm trying to get started.
Why don't you go go to freetalklive.com, join the bulletin board system. It's brand new, and post a link to it there, and then somebody can start talking about it. Maybe you get some extra listeners.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, Aaron, so log on to freetalklive.com and do that.
Sweet. Okay,
thanks for listening, man. We'll talk to you again sometime. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt in Tennessee. Tennessee night, I guess. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy.
Hey, you're on with Ian Johnson and Manwich. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was just listening to you four single guys. I felt sorry for you. I'm 48. And I've been
married. Manwich is married, and I've got a fiancé. Johnson's the only single one in the room.
Yeah.
You guys are playing the field, huh?
We're not talking about how to do, we're just talking about how to do it, not suggesting that we do.
No, I'm the only one who's single in here.
Oh, okay. Well, I like your show. I was listening to Alex Jones, and I'm in the hospital with my son, so I just kept listening and been listening to it all day on my laptop while I play with my son.
Cool.
And, you guys got a great show. I'd like to, I got a buddy that's a whiz kid in college. He's an internet guru, and I'm a businessman, and we're trying to find some kind of new internet thingy to do. So maybe doing an internet radio show might be a possibility.
Yeah,
how
if you
do
don't
want to
make
started?
Any money.
If you like being poor.
Yeah, if it's a hobby, I'll tell you, I do an internet radio show on Sundays, and I love doing it as a hobby. But yeah, I mean, there. Once you do it and you do it long enough, if you ever have any commitment to it, you're going to eventually want to make money doing it. So, you know,
well, you can sell commercials to advertisers, right?
Oh, sounds like a nice plan.
Yeah.
Good luck to you, buddy.
I don't want to rain on your parade, but there have been people with money that have actually tried to do this as a business and have fallen on their face. Maybe you could do it the right way, Matt. I'm not trying to dissuade you from it. I'm just telling you to expect a real tough time.
Let's give them some real-world numbers.
That's the business world.
Hold on just a second, Matt. We're going to give you a few real-world numbers here, and we are we are syndicated on about 7 stations. Is that? But we are on the air on about 7 different stations at different times during our broadcast week, which is 17 hours. How many listeners do we normally have on our internet feed at Free Talk Live?
I'd say about 280 to 320, somewhere in there, depending on the night.
It's hard to sell commercials to 300 people.
Yeah, it's hard to sell that to advertisers. Matt, check in with us again sometime and let us know how your project's doing, okay?
All right, I'll tell everybody
Thanks.
About you.
Thanks, man. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's what we call it, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Pasha Sharp with the Genesis Radio Network, here to introduce to you a product that will put the pep back in your step. If you're like me, a working mom, and even working dads, then these issues will sound familiar to you all. Lack of energy, lack of sleep, lack of strength, lack of stamina, making time for housework, cooking, homework, shopping, and chauffeuring, making time with the kids, making time with the spouse, making time for intimacy, most importantly, making time for yourself. I'm here to tell you that there is a way that you can make time for all these things and more. Introducing the incredible LifeWave Patch. It's safe, non-invasive, and currently is being used by world-renowned athletes. Olympic, professional, collegiate, high school, and little league alike. The LifeWave patch has even been shown to help with jet lag and related issues. Anyone looking for that extra edge over their competition or just trying to beat the clock, this is truly the answer you've been looking for. Go to www.lifewavepromotions.com. Again, that's www.lifewavepromotions.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Are you struggling with the hair loss problem? Then try New Hair. Why? Because we guarantee you'll regrow new hair. Here's what our satisfied customers have to say.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less graying hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
My husband has been a customer for almost 2 years now, and we're really, really pleased with the continual hair growth.
I've been using New Hair since 1992, and I've experienced fantastic growth. No more thinning. This is the first product in 20 years that's worked for me.
Call right now and order New Hair and receive up to 2 months free with your order. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432. And take advantage of our risk-free one-year guarantee. Call now. 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432, 800-806-0432.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
Here to talk to you about anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, something somewhere in between. We're talking about the personal this hour. Again, literally anything goes. So if you want to interrupt the show, change the topic, you can always do that. But don't forget, you can also log on and get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We mentioned the bulletin board system a few moments ago, and it was down yesterday throughout most of the day and throughout some of the morning this morning because we're working on a major software change. We've actually completely changed systems. So there's an all-new bulletin board system, I guess you
could say. Why did we want to do that?
I wanted to do it because I wanted more options. I wanted a bulletin board with more options, and this one has it. It's got a few extra fun features that the old one didn't, including a karma feature, which is
karma
kind of neat.
Feature. That's interesting.
Yeah, if you if there's someone on the PBS, and there are a few of these people who are, well, let's say troublemakers, you can either applaud them or you can applaud them or you can bitch slap them.
Uh-huh.
And so if you applaud, they get 1 point on the applaud category. If you bitch slap, they get a point on a negative point, if you will, on the bitch slap category. And so it'll total out depending on how many points in each, and then you get an overall karma rating. So you can tell who it kind of gives a general opinion of who likes who on the BBS as far as
right, it doesn't really give an opinion on you. It could very well reflect who's on the BBS also.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be interesting to see how that turns out. But there's a lot of other features, a lot of other different things that can be done with this one that I couldn't easily as do with the old one. So check that out at freetalklive.com. All your user information, if you're one of our old users, it's still there. So you log in with the same login info. It's just a different, slightly different format. Anyway, we're talking about internet dating and the ups and the downs, the success stories and the lack thereof. And whenever internet dating comes up, one of my favorite things to talk about is the worst of the worst, you know, the internet right. dating hell stories. And I just went ahead and did a quick Google and found one. Now, we're all guys, and so far no ladies have called in on this topic yet, but believe it or not, they're out there looking for dates, too,
sure.
on the internet, so they have bad dates as well, and this is one of them. Anne writes, I was on Lava Life to give it a spin. It was summer, I was bored, and I was at home with the parents before moving off to grad school. Figured there was nothing to lose in just meeting a few men for the heck of it. If nothing else, I'd have some funny stories to share later on. I had no idea. Tim seemed just fine online. He contacted me first with an eloquent and sincere email. We had some pretty good AIM.
Just like you, Scott Johnson. Just like you.
And we clicked over the phone as well. He arranged something pretty impressive for the first date. He said he'd pick me up.
That wouldn't be me.
He said he'd pick me up. Where would you normally take someone?
All right, let's go to a movie.
There you go. That's not very good for conversation, though, is it? Would you do like a
conversation
ice cream
afterwards
or something
like that?
Oh, okay. So he took me to an Italian restaurant. He said he would take me to an Italian restaurant and then to a club. I thought it sounded wonderful. And could not wait. Date night rolls around. He shows up in his souped-up Camaro. He steps out. Here's the only good part. His pictures did not do him justice. He was gorgeous. The first man I met off the net who was actually a complete hunk, for lack of a better word. My, how that didn't matter, even within a few minutes. He starts speeding and swearing, and he blasts his ska tunes as loudly as he can to avoid conversation. The only things he muttered were things about ska and how it's the only genre of music that matters. How old is this, Jack Ball? Wrong thing to say to a music major. Mind you, he had told me before that before we had met that he loved Vivaldi and classic rock as well. Liar. At dinner, he asked me inappropriate questions, such as if I would sleep with another woman for money. At that point, I would have slept with Rosie O'Donnell to simply get me away from him. He had no idea what anything on the menu was and kept staring at me to make me uncomfortable. He even told me this is why.
I don't know if you can really say that he was staring at you to make you
uncomfortable. I would say that
he was. The whole thing is what probably happened is this guy ended up there, and so he probably didn't like her and decided he was just going to have fun.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
Yeah, well, probably was fun for him.
Well, and I would agree with you, Manwich, but then she follows that statement up with this one. He even told me that this is why he was staring at her.
Oh.
So he said something to the effect of, by the way, I'm staring at you to make you uncomfortable. I don't know how it would have come out, but something to that effect.
Yeah, see, Range. That's exactly, you know.
The rest of the night involved more speeding, more awful ska music, and his high schoolish antics, such as punching my arm and more stares. At one point, he turned one of his songs especially loud while announcing, listen, this one's about date rape. Probably, is this for real? Probably not the best song to be playing now. Huh. After he insists on driving through a Wendy's, where he told me he stopped all the time when he gets the munchies after getting stoned.
There is a song about date rape, by the way. I know it. So.
Okay. Thank God it eventually ended. Although it probably shouldn't be something you point out to your female date.
No. I'm just saying that.
Not the
you
most.
You said, is this true? Right after reading that line, so.
Thank God, I was just wondering if this whole situation is true. It's amazing. Thank God it eventually ended, and thank God we both knew that we were an awful match. Lesson learned, if he seems too good to be true, he probably is. He's lying about something. Lesson part two, don't let him pick you up for date number one. Oh, don't let him pick you up for date number one ever. Not safe. And if he isn't a total cycle, you'll just be miserable and stuck for a few hours. That's a really great point.
Actually, you know, that yes. story sounds absolutely true to me. I had a friend who used to be like that.
Why would he spend money on a date in order to make somebody uncomfortable?
Well, no. Why would he do that? He wouldn't want to spend money on the date. He definitely would not want to spend money on the date.
But until you meet someone,
you don't know whether or not, and you know, you can decide fairly quickly. And then at that point, he was just like, well, you know, he would make the decision like, okay, well, I'm just going to do whatever I want just to have fun with the situation.
Yeah, she's lucky. I think that last point is really important. She's lucky she made it home in one piece.
She is.
You know, she's lucky he didn't kick her out of the car in the middle of nowhere or anything horrible like that. Great point. If you're going on an internet date, drive your damn self there. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, I have lost over 40 pounds now with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and I'll tell you, it has made a huge difference in my life. Carla Jarrett's with me from Vim and Vigor. One of the things I wanted to mention was a few months ago, my doctor had been concerned about my blood pressure. I went back, you know, and this was like 40 pounds later, and my blood pressure was the lowest I could ever remember it being, and they just looked at it and went, oh, that's good.
We actually find that a lot. I mean, obviously there's no drug in Collagenate, but as people take it and they're losing weight, of course, things like blood pressure improve, cholesterol improves, diabetics do very well because it's a protein supplement. The nice thing with Collagenate is it's safe to take, and then, of course, those conditions tend to improve.
Right, because of the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. I've lost 40 pounds. My blood pressure's lower. My energy level is through the roof. Call 1-800-622-8446 to order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. 1-800-622-8446.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, anything. We'll talk to you about it. And don't forget, you can also log on at freetalklive.com.
Yeah, you can try your own internet dating by logging on to the Shrine of Female Listeners. See how that goes for you. Lots of attractive and you know, lots of attractive gals on there for you to peruse.
Indeed. So talking about bizarre internet dating in general, just the kind of the internet dating hell stories is what we're getting into right now. And if you've got one, chime in at 800-259-9231.
I want to clarify, because I was, you know, coming off badly, like, oh, that guy's just having fun, you know. I just wanted to kind of say, like, what I was saying is that, you know, we're only hearing this story from her perspective. You know, who knows what he was thinking, you know. And I know guys who have been kind of jerks before, but I mean, he didn't really do anything all that bad. I mean, yeah, he sped, he stared at her, you know, which he was kind of being obnoxious. But who knows whether or not she was doing things like, you know, being, I don't know, like boring,
staring,
prudish, who knows, you know.
Staring,
like, you know,
might have been his, like, that might have been clever as far as he was concerned.
Right.
You know, like, I'm staring at you to make you nervous.
Yeah, like, you know.
Perhaps he was trying to be clever and just it came off poorly.
Yeah.
Maybe he's just a creepy guy, you know?
Right.
So, anyway.
Well, no, maybe, you know, I mean, to me, okay, that situation, to me, sounds like what he's actually communicating there. When he's staring at her and he says, I'm staring at you to make you uncomfortable, right? What he's saying is, this shouldn't make you feel uncomfortable. If you feel uncomfortable by this, then you're not the type of woman who I want to be with.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't be bothered by the fact that I'm staring at you. That's what he's communicating. And the speeding and all that stuff, like, it seems to me that he's the type of guy who's immediately communicating, like, these are the things that I like. I like loud music. I like loud ska. I like to speed around. This is the type of guy I am. And she wasn't accepting any of those things. And so he was just, at that point, by the end of the night, he was like, you know, he was thinking she was an awful date, you know?
Could be. Yeah, it would be interesting to hear this the other side of the story. And that's kind of one of those things that those dating shows give you on TV. Do you watch any of those?
I've seen Blind Date, yeah. Or,
That's kind of a fun show. Have you ever seen that, Manwich?
Yes, I like watching it, actually.
Yeah, it's another show that I like to watch, which is why I don't like watching TV, because it sucks me in, and then I can't get anything done. So that is definitely
a pointless show, though. I mean, of all the shows, you know, like, reality TV.
Well, they're pretty superficial, the people that they put on that show,
yeah.
You're right.
You need to get yourself a PVR, man.
here's another quick story here.
Well, I was going to say, it's a personal video card. That way you watch TV on your own time.
Oh, I see.
All right, so another female. Met this one guy who was cute, med school student. He sounded really cool over the phone. He did have slightly geeky humor. We went out on a date, met at Starbucks, and then went on to dinner. It was nice. So we went out 2 days later to a club with two of my friends. This little insecure jerk would not stop grabbing me and trying to shove his tongue down my throat all night. Can we say needy and clingy? I'm also a smoker, and he's not. I'm respectful of non-smokers, so I walk a few feet away to have my nicotine, which she misspells. However, this jackass followed me, begged me not to smoke, to kiss him instead, and forcefully swatted the cigarette out of my hand, breaking my watch.
Oh,
cheap ass watch. This was all
before... that could happen to any watch.
Yeah, I guess. This was all before we got into the club. Inside, he was jealous of my friends and kept trying to corner me and have me to himself. He couldn't dance. He went on and on about how good he was. And he had terrible breath on top of that. I had enough. After the club took me home, he begged me to come up and cuddle with him and just to kiss him. I was so annoyed because he kept trying to grab me, and I literally had to wrestle my way free from his grip. Talk about a nightmare. We're going to come back with more Free Talk Live and your calls about whatever's on your mind.
If you're talking...